It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
That's right, we do. A little old school with the opening here today for ETF of the week, but Tom Lydon joins us now. And if you're wondering why we are making hair jokes, well, then follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon, and with his profile picture, you will get a quick understanding as to why Tom is actually not the president of the Hair Club for Men. He might be president of the club that sells the razors to guys that are the exact opposite of the Hair Club for Men, but what he really is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And that site is going to help you if you are an investor looking at ETFs, whether you're looking for Tom's picks and the things that he's talking about on the show, or you're looking for general information on what's new, what's next, what's working, and what's not. It's ETFtrends.com, and as long as you're checking out Tom's haircut on Twitter, well, check out ETF Trends. They're at ETF Trends and online at ETFtrends.com. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity ETF, ticker symbol DBEM.
It's the DBEM. Long name here. It's the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity. Again, ticker symbol DBEM. Now, Tom, I've talked about it once or twice on the show that a couple of weeks ago I was working on a big freelance piece looking forward to 2017. And one of the things that came out was emerging markets, you want to be looking that way. This, of course, is looking that way. But you're also looking that way and it's hedged and what have you. So what's the motivation and what are the caveats here?
Well, there are two sides of the story. With the new Trump administration, actually emerging markets have gotten whacked pretty hard because obviously Trump's opinion on trade, and he really wants to go and renegotiate a lot of trade deals, number one. And number two, the dollar has really gotten stronger. So it's tougher in some areas of emerging markets really to compete, especially with commodity prices, because they really depend on commodity prices. However, here's the key. The valuations in emerging markets are still there. This ETF is actually trading at 1.4 price to book with a PE of under 13 compared to a PE of almost 19 with the S&P 500. So if you're a value investor, there's a lot of value in emerging markets. Number two, and the hedging aspect is really key and critical. If you think that with what's going on with rising interest rates in the U.S. and this pro-growth policy that Trump has in place, that the dollar will continue to increase in value compared to foreign currencies, especially emerging markets, here's a way that you can hedge against that decline in the local currency. It's almost a double bet here. You're betting on the long dollar, and you're also betting on the value of those stocks in the emerging markets that they'll continue to kick in. Because, frankly, as investors here in the U.S., as we look to buy overseas and in emerging markets, it's actually gotten a lot cheaper for us because our dollar's increased. And before any of these new, let's say, tariffs go into place that the Trump administration might be thinking about, things have gotten a heck of a lot cheaper, like cars in Japan. By just sitting around the last month,
right,
we've gotten a 7 or 8% discount, which has been huge. So again, within one ETF, you've got emerging markets, but you've also got a long dollar play.
But you also, as you pointed out, have a part of the market that has pulled back since Election Day. So where does this stand relative to its 200-day moving average? And is that going to be your entry and exit point Or is there going to be something else that's a trigger because you are doing this with a contrarian bent?
Great question. So right before the election, this ETF was 10% above its 200-day average. And just recently, it went below its average and then stuck its head right back above the average. So if you're looking to get in at the right time, again, you never know if a long-term trend will develop, but the closer you buy to the 200-day average, the better. And now, since we're above the average, you could easily take a position in this ETF if you believe in the fundamentals, and also from a technical standpoint, it's pointing to the upside, and just hold it as long as it maintains that upward trend or continues to stay above the trend line.
From that perspective, is this something where if somebody already has an allocation towards emerging markets, this is going to diversify them further? Or is this a case of we're using this to get in to emerging markets, and if you have emerging markets, don't necessarily add this to your allocation?
Here's the thing. If you have an emerging market mutual fund or emerging market ETF and it's not hedged, you're making a bet, a clear bet on the local currency in those emerging market countries that they will do better than the U.S. dollar. And right now, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. So if all you did was have a half a position in emerging market hedged away from that local currency, you're then removing any currency risk, which makes so much more sense.
It sure does. And that's why another, just one more reason why this one's interesting. Like I said, when I asked the first question, you got emerging markets, you got hedged, you know, what's going to wind up being important? In this case, they're both important together. It's the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity Fund. That's ticker symbol DBEM, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And if you want to find out what he's thinking, you're going to go there to learn more about his thoughts and everything that's happening in the ETF world. You can also follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. And Tom, for more of his thoughts, well, he's on Twitter at Tom Lydon.